patient. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
Roland Martin's live convention coverage is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SavingTomorrowToday.com. From Philly, packing up. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. I'm about to do a live report, but you know how black people are. They just want to come and interrupt you. Joe Johns of CNN, say hey to Tom.
Hey, Tom,
what
how
up,
you doing?
Joe, I'm my
you
man. Yeah. Uh-oh.
I gotta get the headphones on here because I'm.
You ain't gonna be on that long. Just say hey.
Yeah. Hey, what up?
Oh, Roland.
Now I'm giving you back to Roland because he's the champion of all this, right?
My man.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
See, black folks just walk by and just start talking. All right.
Because our chances are so limited in most cases.
Well, folks, it was a huge night. First of all, the arena was packed to the rafters. There was not a single seat in a place. Fire marshal was on the floor, clearing the aisles, Tom. Celebrities were all over the place. Cicely Tyson was in the house. Wyclef Jean was in the house. Aretha Franklin was in the house. Katy Perry was singing. Rosie Perez was on the floor. Folks were here to see history made as Hillary Clinton became the first woman to lead a major party presidential ticket. She gave her a speech, and she hit a number of different points, and she then brought in a little Ronald Reagan in her speech.
People ask me all the time, how does she do it? How does she keep going amid the sound and the fury of politics? Here's how. It's because she never, ever forgets who she's fighting for.
My apologies, that's Chelsea Clinton, who introduced her mother. She also waited for that big moment to bring her mom out on the stage.
Everyone watching here and at home, I know with all my heart that my mother will make us proud as our next president.
Of course, Hillary Clinton, she invoked Donald Trump in many ways. Remember he said last week, I'm the only one who can fix this? Hillary says, nah, that ain't true.
Don't believe anyone who says, I alone can fix it. Those were actually Donald Trump's words in Cleveland. And they should set off alarm bells for all of us. Really? I alone can fix it? He's forgetting every last one of us. Americans don't say, I alone can fix it. We say, we'll fix it together.
Then, of course, she invoked President Ronald Reagan's famous slogan.
We heard Donald Trump's answer last week at his convention. He wants to divide us from the rest of the world and from each other. He's betting that the perils of today's world will blind us to its unlimited promise. He's taken the Republican Party a long way, from morning in America to midnight in America.
Of course, Trump loved to tweet a lot, and Hillary took a shot at his constant tweeting.
Imagine, if you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
And then she talked about being a woman.
If fighting for affordable child care and paid family leave is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
A lot of women, Tom, teared up at this point when she accepted the nomination.
It is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Tom, there were other speakers, including the father of a Muslim American who served in the military, who died. He has some tough words for Donald Trump.
Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy. In this document, look for the words liberty and equal protection of law. You have sacrificed nothing and no one.
But Tom, leave it to an alpha man to fire to join up. Reverend William Barber of North Carolina, press play.
Now, my friends, they tell me that when the heart is in danger, somebody has to call an emergency code. And somebody with a good heart will bring a defibrillator to work on a bad heart. Because it's possible to shock a bad heart and revive the pulse. In this season, when some want to harden and stop the heart of our democracy, we are being called, like our foremothers and fathers, to be the moral defibrillators of our time.
Reverend Barber, hit us one more time.
When we fight to reinstate the power of the Voting Rights Act, and we break the interposition and nullification of the current Congress, we in the South especially know that when we do that, we are reviving the heart of our democracy. When we fight for 15 and a union, and universal health care, and public education, and immigrant rights, and LGBTQ rights, we are reviving the heart of our democracy.
Tom, this was the largest gathering when white folks getting saved at one time after Reverend Barber finished his speech. Man, it was unbelievable out there, Jay. It was packed. So we had tons of folks responding to it. And we caught up with folks, of course, after the show. They could see all the stuff online with TV One. And then, of course, when it was all over, Tom, I did finally go to a party.
Yay.
I haven't even done it. Yawns, I ain't been asleep. I had not been asleep. Went to Bob Johnson's little get together. They should have had some more food, Bob. You got $1 billion. Come on
Wow.
now. Then I stopped by the Snoop Dogg concert. I did. And me and Snoop had a conversation backstage because remember my commentary about him not liking Roots. And we had a great conversation.
Are you
it was
bringing
real,
that to television?
Yeah, trust me, you might see real soon me and Snoop Dogg talking on television. So we had a great conversation. And I'll be talking to Bow Wow real soon,
Thank
too,
you.
About his mixed race.
Thank
so I know. And Nick Cannon about voting. So I'm just trying to hit every celebrity who's saying crazy stuff these days, Tom.
But Roland, you have the NABJ next week. You go have parties.
Oh, yeah, I got NABJ next week. And then I got to interview Will Smith on Sunday.
Okay.
And then, of course, Jeffrey Osborne's golf tournament the week after next. So I'm getting my party in. Wobble,
okay.
Damn it, wobble.
Good job all week, Roland.
Appreciate
well, the past
it.
2 weeks. Good job.